Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We are back for the final hour. A reminder, we'd like your help to get the right ratings on iTunes. We're not asking you to say it's good when you think it's bad. But if you have a feeling to voice about the Paracast on iTunes, it helps other people who want to download the show, the podcast version, to learn what we're all about. So we welcome and invite your reviews, and also to visit our forums at forum.theparacast.com. Our guests this week, focusing on prophecy, conspiracy theories, and lots more stuff, is Lewis Jarvis, the co-host, Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You are in the Paracast. Chris, let's continue on this.
Well, this is a really, personally, it's very, very fascinating ground to cover for me, and I'm hoping that many of our listeners will feel the same way, although I have a feeling this is going to
You lost some of your listeners already.
Yeah, this is going to create some pretty interesting threads, I think, at the Paracast Forum. But so, Lewis, let me recap quickly. We have the warning, which is the simultaneous near-death experience. We have the simultaneously the failing of technology, of electrical devices, that sort of thing. Hopefully planes aren't going to fall out of the sky, airliners.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What is the third?
Mind you, that's just, what you've just described is the double aspect, the subjective, if you will, the personal and the objective concerning the first event.
Okay.
The illumination, which is the term the visionaries have never liked the term. Aviso literally means warning, a wake-up call. You can even translate it as ultimatum. But they've never liked that terminology because it looks pejorative. It looks like God we're sinners in the hands of an angry God. So they prefer that it be called illumination with a capital I. So that should turn on some Illuminati fans right there. Okay, they prefer that it be called seeing yourself in the light of God. There's a subjective, i.e. the personal life review, and then we'll discover the objective, all technology having failed. That's just the first part of the miracle. The double aspect is to prepare us to get ready for the focus of the three-part miracle, which is the miracle of healing in Garabandal itself. The promise of the miracle of healing is, A, it can be televised, which means everyone in the world is going to be able to see it, because you'll have the BBC and all American networks over there trying to televise it. But beyond the fact that you'll be able to watch it over television is that for the witnesses there on the spot, and who knows, maybe throughout the world, people who are in hospital beds, too sick to get the Garabandal. It may happen all over the world through the television. But the promise of the miracle of healing is no matter what one is suffering from, be it spiritual, psychological, physical, or all three, you'll be cured. That's a flat promise. And the people who are most invited to come to Garabandal are the cynics, sneers, and jeerers.
There's a few of them out there, Lewis, believe me.
Yeah, there's a few of them. Okay, so here's the third part. So that people can continue to sneer and jeer, the miracle's never going to stop. There's going to be a miraculous sign left in the air that will never go away.
Hmm.
And making Garabandal the new Lourdes. And if you come, I'm sure that the effect of just seeing the miraculous sign left in the air over the village, which will be televisable, just seeing the sign left in the air will heal, will cure, and Lourdes will be eclipsed as a site of miraculous pilgrimage. Now, Ray, when he listens to this, if he bothers to listen to this, he's just going to go apoplectic. But what I'm doing in presenting... What I'm doing in presenting all this information, all you have to do, all one has to do, is simply read Fatima Prophecy. And at this point, I think Ray would prefer that every copy of it be destroyed on the planet, lest anyone, read it. But that I defend Ray against Ray. You know that, Chris.
I've been defending Ray against Ray for a lot of years.
Yes, I defend Ray against Ray. He needs that. He very badly needs that. Ray's a great guy and a key player. We can't even get into just how key a player he is because...
Why not? Why can't we get into that?
Well, I mean, if we had time, if you want to switch to...
That's
what's going to happen
right
after...
There.
What's going to happen during the period of peace brought about by the miracle? Well, Ray has a tremendous role to play. And we're talking about archaeological events in Egypt and in Israel and ET phenomenon that will involve Ray. Genuine ET phenomenon. Ray is a magnet. Ray is a flesh and blood magnet since Padre Island off the coast of Corpus Christi there. He is a magnet for genuine ET interaction. They track him on a daily basis, on an even hourly basis. They know where he is all the time because they're mentally, telepathically, they're aware of where he is.
How do we know this?
Ask him. He's very modest about, he would not claim that about himself.
Well, maybe he believes that's happening, but how do we know it?
Well, you have to know about what happened there in 1954, was it, Chris?
Yep.
The look-up incident. And what is actually happening pretty much, I don't know when the last time I had an encounter.
Okay, well, just to refresh our listeners' memories, if you go back to the 1950s, Ray and his brother Rex Stanford were basically contactees, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah,
well, he wouldn't say that. Yeah, Ray would not say that he was a contactee. He was around close encounter events where, for instance, a friend of his started channeling information, and then years later, Ray started to go into a mode, a several-year mode, where he was actually coming up with channeled information, which he now is not very comfortable with. And that's what Lewis is referring to about his book, Fatima Prophecy, being a bit of an embarrassment, actually, to him, which is unfortunate because, as Lewis is pointing out, Ray, for instance, predicted the assassination attempt on Pope John Paul II. Ray also predicted what would be found in the Third Secret of Prophecy of Fatima many years before the events actually occurred. So Ray does have a track record of some sort in this realm. But because he is so now involved in hard data UFO case analysis, he thinks that anything that smacks of channeling or prophecy is going to, challenge his credibility in the hard science realm. So he bends over backwards to not really dive into some of the amazing activities that he was involved with back in the early 60s, and again, that could be a whole show right there. But let's move on a little bit, Lewis, and talk about the effect of all these prophecies potentially becoming realized and coming together, what it seems to be in this next few-year time period. What is your gut telling you about all this?
Well, we have to accept the enormity of the changes that we need to make. If the period of peace is indeed brought about by a miracle, the problem is not believing in a miracle or not. It's just going to happen, right? If it's meant to happen, it's going to happen. The problem still exists. It's even worse than whether or not we're going to get the miracle. But what are we going to do with it if we get it? How are we going to make the peace last? Because if we go back to business as usual, and that's our free will, if we go back to business as usual, which is basically materialism, the problem after the miracle is that we have to change our lives. And otherwise the miracle will slip through our hands. Maintaining the peace is the individual and collective responsibility that we all have to face. The Hopi cosmology says that at the end of each previous world, first, second, third, all the inhabitants of these previous worlds are facing the same opportunity crisis that we're facing right now, i.e., it's not too late to change our lives, and if we do it ourselves, then there's not going to be purification by higher powers.
I'll tell you what, before we even look into that and we try to explore it further, let me tell everybody that we have Lewis Jarvis joining us. We're looking at prophecy, conspiracy theories, and whatnot, especially the whatnot. Next week on the PowerCast, we'll be featuring Jason Offutt. He's author of a new book called What Lurks Beyond the Paranormal in Your Backyard. Your backyard? Yeah. He says your backyard, my backyard, just about anybody's backyard for paranormal events. Chris O'Brien joins us as co-host this week. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're definitely, most definitely in the PowerCast. Yeah. Hey, neighbors, have you been thinking about starting a website? Well, I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a world-famous leader in web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and great selection of templates. Use the coupon code PowerCast. Once again, use the coupon code PowerCast and sign up at this special address, theparacast.com/gator. That's G-A-T-O-R, theparacast.com/gator. For 58 years, Fate has provided true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate brings you the latest in all aspects of the paranormal, like angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, and much, much more. To receive your complimentary Fate magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
On air, online,
and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
We want to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And if you want to catch up on past episodes, we have hundreds of shows for you to download direct from theparacast.com. That's theparacast.com. Or check us out on iTunes.
Are you having fun yet there, Gene?
Oh, definitely. I've got a million questions and not enough time to ask them all. Our co-host this week is Christopher O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the Paracast. Chris?
Lewis, you were mentioning the dovetailing of the Hopi prophetic tradition and the end of the of this fourth world. You want to go into a little bit more detail on that?
Well, first I'll read this Associated Press headline from December 1990, a month before Desert Storm broke out. And this is Ed Moreno, the Associated Press, covering a press conference at Governor Bruce King, then governor of New Mexico's office. And Ed Moreno writes, a group of Hopi elders concerned about events in the Persian Gulf warned Thursday that mankind must return to peaceful ways soon, or the world will come to a catastrophic end. Now, that was 1990. And what had been shown to Grandfather Martin, the last of the traditional elders who led a small delegation out from Hopi land to be with Governor King, a press conference was arranged, covered by Associated AP and any number of other outlets. Martin had been given a series of supernatural signs or omens in Hopeville, where he lives, Hopi land, that the first Gulf War, was the beginning of World War III. And I think he's been proven right, unfortunately, in Oceans of Blood, that indeed was the beginning of World War III, which means that we've been fighting it now, for 20 years. And the fear expressed then, that we had very little time left, of course, has now been narrowed down to even less time, which is why Garabandal is going to happen, which is exactly why Garabandal is going to happen, because the third secret of Fatima, the genuine third secret of Fatima, is no different than Hopi prophecy, but Hopi prophecy expressed in a different cultural context.
Okay, let me ask you a question here, though. We've been fighting World War III, you say, for 20 years. What was the triggering event that we could look into?
Of the Gulf War?
The first Gulf War was the beginning of World War III?
Martin came to the press conference specifically to try to avert the first Gulf War, which happened in the beginning of January 17th, 1991. So this press conference was a month before, and Martin had been shown by certain supernatural signs from the Great Spirit, from Masao, of whom he is the vicar, if you will, of the Great Spirit on Earth. He's the last Moses in a line of Hopi Moseses that go back to the beginning of the fourth world, however long ago that was, and that was quite a while ago. He's the keeper of a supernatural tablet. There's actually a pair of tablets. The other one kept by the very mysterious but soon to arrive True White Brother. And this is the most important Hopi prophecy waiting to be fulfilled right now. And Garabandal is absolutely connected with this prophecy, because Garabandal, the bringing about of a period, however long or short, of world peace, it is during this period of world peace that the True White Brother will enter the scene in order to set before us a world plan, a rejuvenation of hope that can completely avert still what desperately needs to be averted. However, if we don't listen to what he has to say, if we don't do what we need to do and turn into cleansing ourselves and Mother Earth, then just as the three previous worlds were purified, i.e. destroyed, if you will, from the point of view of those who refused to purify themselves, they were destroyed catastrophically. It's not purification or destruction from the point of view of Mother Earth's helpers, Mother Earth's defenders, the High Kachinas, who are referred to as the purifiers. Martin is their human representative. He's the keeper of a tablet that was created supernaturally. It's not from this realm. I'm not saying it's ET. But the ETs are very much involved with this, because as the Hopi have been telling us for a while, extraterrestrial contact goes back to the First World, which was a very long time ago. very long time ago. Tocqueville, the first rule, was a long, long time ago. I mean, Tocqueville, the first rule was destroyed. The cycle ended long, long, long before the cycle ended, the third cycle that ended Noah's world. So we're now at the end of a fourth cycle, of the fourth cycle. Now, the Mayans would say, following the Aztecs, and in agreement with the Navajo, that this is the end of the fifth world, or the fifth cycle, the fifth sun, S-U-N. So we don't need to quibble who's right, who's wrong, whether it's the end of the fourth cycle or the end of the fifth cycle.
Okay, let me give you the devil's advocate question here.
Sure.
Regardless of which cycle we're looking at here, fourth cycle, mm-hmm. fifth cycle, 69th cycle. Okay, mm-hmm. so the people who are going to be very skeptical about this and say mm-hmm. woo-woo comments, woo-woo talk, we're going to have to nail this down. So, okay, maybe because of all the things that happened, we could say World War III or a change occurred as a result of the first Gulf War. But number one is, how does ET tie into this? Are they coming down and landing and say, we're going to fix everything, we're going to set things right? Or are they just watching?
Or
how do we even prove it?
Are you asking, are they going to prevent the war? No, they are not going to prevent the war. Their injunction is right out of Star Trek, you could say. First directive is not to interfere. But what the Hopi say concerning their knowledge of three previous worlds and this world, the fourth world, ET intervention, what we call ET intervention, increases at the end of a cycle, and it's increasing now. Also, the hoaxing of it is also, because the CIA is totally, thoroughly familiar with Hopi prophecy, beginning with Frank Waters' book, The Book of the Hopi in 1963. So they're doing their damnedest to manipulate it, to hoax it, to hijack it. Okay, they know the powers that be. The CIA knows as of Socorro, if not earlier. I'm not saying they didn't know earlier, but they know as of Socorro that it's real, it's genuine. There is hard evidence. They have the proof. And they may have a whole lot more proof than the early Socorro. So they know that the Hopi have been saying a long, long time that this ET contact, the genuine stuff, will increase. But will they prevent the war? No, not according to the Hopi, and not according to the parallel Tibetan belief, and not according to Catholic belief concerning Fatima and Garabandal. No, the ETs will not prevent the war, but they certainly will help and raise own repudiated book, The Readings in Fatima Prophecy, explain this, what the role of the ETs will be. If war happens after the miracle, the opportunity for peace, if we throw it away, we go back to business as usual, and therefore the Fatima Prophecy comes true, the third secret of Fatima, two-thirds of the human race will die in the impending war, and the survivors will envy the dead. Now, that's the 1917 prophecy, which is to be averted by a miraculous intervention, i.e. the threefold miracle at Garabandal.
Okay, well, we'll get into that again and further in the next segment. We have Lewis Jarvis. We're talking about prophecy and the impact of that prophecy, maybe trying to nail it down further. The co-host, Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the PowerCast.
Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and Fortean phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to MrUFO@WebTV.net. That's MrUFO@WebTV.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
This This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now. Right now.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio?
G-C-N.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
You're in the Paracast. You never know what's going to happen next.
We have two more segments to spend with Lewis Jarvis. We're looking over prophecies, Hopi prophecies, and lots more. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the PowerCast. Chris, pick up on this, please.
Well, this is all, personally, it's fascinating to me. Of course, I'm fairly jaded at this point in my life. I don't particularly factor any of this in or out. But I'm sure I make it my business to at least be aware of these subjects that we've been talking about. And again, it's very difficult to cover in depth a lot of the subjects that we've been talking about. I think we're doing a good job getting to the crux of the matter, however. I think, Lewis, to sum it up, I think we're living in interesting times. We're living that Chinese curse. It does appear that we are coming to some sort of quincunx or some sort of apex of history here. What do you see as unfolding here in the near future and going into the next two and a half, three-year period? Let's leave the prophecy stuff aside. What do you think we're going to see? You mentioned that there's going to be a heightened amount of UFO activity, for instance. Do you see other paranormal-type events maybe heightened as well? What are your feelings on that?
Oh, yeah, sure. The category that personally refer to is UDA, unidentified diabolical apparitions, spiritual phenomenon of all kinds. all kinds of spirit manifestation occur. And a large part of it, if not the overwhelming majority, of course, is misunderstood, misinterpreted as nuts and bolts from some other star system as ET contact. And that's not ET contact at all. It's spirit phenomenon, apparitional phenomenon, visionary experience. Now, if you say visionary experience, does that mean because, is it because of genuine spiritual entity, say a Kachina, a Navajo would say, a Yei, an Apache would use the word Gaan. Is it because one of those entities or some kind of other visionary experience? Now we're talking about electromagnetics, induced hallucination, psychotronic. Well, that's what's up there on those unidentified fascist observatories, because they're flying around with the ability to affect our minds. And that's a very secret thing. Except it's not that secret. It's we're the guinea pigs. We're on the receiving end of it, so we should be doing something about it. Otherwise, what they're doing is they're sort of raising the temperature so that the frog in the bath about to be boiled to death is forced to either, you know, he either gives up his life and boils to death. The useless eaters are about to be removed from the planet and induced ongoing engineered collapse. Or the frog does something about its situation. And so we're in this very critical, crucial crossroads of, are we going to take it upon ourselves to jump out of the hot water that we're in, or are we just going to simply, you know, boil to death earn the contempt that the power elite has towards us, useless eaters and sheeple. So we're coming to this very interesting, crucial time frame. And in order that the sheeple, Shuso seers, have a fair chance, the playing field's going to be leveled, and that's going to take miraculous intervention. So you're going to see supernatural intervention by the devas, the gods, the ascended masters, if you will, the saints and Buddhas of this planet. But you're also going to see ET stuff, real ET stuff happening on a larger scale. The ETs, it's not their job to save us from ourselves. They will help.
Well, how do you know that? How do you know they have a prime directive?
Well, first of all, everything that I'm telling you is not only coming in agreement with, and in fact, all I'm doing is reprising Fatima Prophecy for you. I cannot urge, I'll tell you what, I sent that book, Fatima Prophecy, everyone from the Clintons twice. Oh, I could tell you a story about Hill and Bill. Oh, boy, could I tell you a story about that. I initiated the Lawrence Rockefeller Initiative in 1993 by talking to him directly about everything we're talking about in February of 1993. So take that, Stephen Greer.
And what did he think about that?
Oh, well, on the one hand, he was totally interested in hearing about Fatima Prophecy, but he wouldn't take my suggestion to meet Ray directly. And that's because there were too many CIA people that already spun a cocoon around him. Too many UFO disinformation. I won't name them. Oh, no, they know who they are, who had begun working with Lawrence at that time in February of 1993. But everything that I told Lawrence was basically reviewed with him at his ranch, the Jackson Hole Ranch, in August of 1995 with President Clinton and First Lady Hillary Clinton, who knows a whole lot.
Okay, they were there when you had this meeting.
Oh, yeah, they're only those three, and maybe some personal aid, you know. I mean, there was Secret Service there, et cetera.
Is there anything since then that would indicate that they changed anything they did or acted differently as a result of what you told them?
As Secretary of State, she's privy to the CIA's daily briefing. And she has to wonder how much of this is real, how much of... She knows the whole litany. She's been my student since 1993 when I first communicated. We had quite a correspondence there, and I still harass her occasionally with emails to John Podesta at American Progress, his think tank in D.C.
Now, I know John Podesta wrote the introduction to the new Leslie Kane UFO book.
Yeah, I haven't heard of that researcher, but Podesta wrote the foreword. That's a serious researcher. He has credibility, and Podesta wouldn't have had anything to do with it otherwise. Because Podesta's in on the loop. Podesta knows the real stuff.
Okay, so that takes us to almost disclosure here, because we're down to maybe 12 minutes of showtime. And I guess we have to look at the end game here. So is there a point in time here where the government is going to have to be forced to reveal what it knows? And I preface that statement with this comment. So far, they've been talking about disclosure since the 1950s and Major Donald Kehoe, and it's never happened, not even close.
Mm-hmm. Well, Don Podesta being a good Roman Catholic, and Leon Panetta, our CIA director, being a good Roman Catholic, know all about Garland all. They know the prophecy of the miracle. In fact, there is not a world leader, if they're at a certain height, that doesn't know about Garabandal, which is not the claim that they believe in Garabandal. I'm not claiming that they believe in Garabandal. I'm simply asserting that they know about Garabandal. And the best of them, the really good ones, for instance, His Holiness the Dalai Lama, they're hoping beyond hope. In fact, the Obamas, who are other students of mine, as of last December, January, when I sent two thick packages to them and got a very nice letter back from Michelle Obama, the First Lady, in gratitude.
It wasn't a fixed letter or canned letter, was it?
Huh? No. Oh, no, she typed it up herself. No, it's done. No, this is way past that. And if you get a chance to put her on your show, you can ask her, what do you think about Lewis?
Watch out.
I don't think that's happening.
Yeah.
No, well, it may. But it will happen after the miracle.
Okay, so let's put a date on this before we go to our final section of the show. I'm going to ask you point blank, and you can answer it now or answer it after we come back from our break. Okay, when is this going to happen? Maybe we're in the midst of it right now, but when will we know this is going on?
When we attack Iran, that will trigger the warning.
Okay, this is what you said earlier. And when do you think that's going to happen? Do you think we're really going to be that foolish? I think it would be a foolish act. Are we really going to do that?
You want to cut the break or give me
You know what? You just raised a cliffhanger. This is a cliffhanger, folks. Okay. About attacking Iran and why and whether it makes any sense. Lewis Jarvis joining us with conspiracy theories, biblical prophecies, Fatima prophecies, all sorts of prophecies. And a reminder, check forum.theparacast.com. And we welcome your opinions. We expect it's going to be pretty fiery in the weeks after this broadcast. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the PowerCast for one more session.
Ray Perkins, a reclusive veteran burned out from the Gulf War, lives tortured by relentless, perplexing nightmares. Nightmares of a horrific battle in deep space and of a mysterious woman suffering in agony for her devastated world. A woman not yet born, calling across centuries to him. Then, a coincidence leads him to his destiny, his chance to alter the universe. Attack of the Rockaways. The former fiction editor for Star Wars and Indiana Jones, Robert Simpson, writes, "The soul of the novel Attack of the Rockaways lies in its heart and passion for building a convincing tale of a love that spans a galaxy. A thrilling story. Attack of the Rockaways is available now. Read a sample chapter and get a special discount off of the cover price at our website, rockoids.com. That's rockoids.com. Attack of the Rockaways. A novel in the grand science fiction tradition."
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I just want to hear more of it.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis. Genesis.
You've entered another dimension. You've entered the Paracast.
We have Lewis Jarvis. We're focusing on all sorts of stuff related to prophecies, possible disclosure, and lots more. The co-host, Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the Paracast. Okay, so certainly the possibility of attacking Iran, ostensibly because of their purported nuclear program, is not off the table. You say what's going to happen is going to be triggered by that, Lewis. When is it going to happen?
Well, if you look at just today's events, I know this is a delayed interview, but
as a matter of fact, we might have to redo part of it if this happens before.
Yes, yeah, man. You may have to. If I survive the warning, I can always. I worry about that. All of us have to realize that the warning. Any of us that survive, and that will be most of us, will survive only by the skin of our teeth, because as the good book says, we've all fallen short of the mark, and we're going to see that in all too lurid detail. Some of us, of course, a lot more than others, and they're not coming back in order that the period of peace come. Period of peace actually begins with the warning, the preliminary event, the wake-up call, the illumination. And then
there is a date. There is a time frame.
Yes, there is a time frame. There is a time frame. It will happen, and again, you could go to, for your listeners to check this out, first of all, you go to the net and you'll find out that there are tens of thousands of sites, tens of thousands of sites discussing Garabandal. Some of those sites put up by the CIA and other disinformation people. So go to garabandal.us. Of all the sites, it's very simple, garabandal.us, G-A-R-A-B-A-N-D-A-L, garabandal.us, and you'll have the best of all possible sites to check out this information.
Okay, so give me a date. Give me a week, give me a month, whatever.
Okay. The miracle will happen in the month of March, April, or May. You can eliminate March for various considerations, not the least of which the weather is too tough up there in the Cantabrian Mountains, and you're not going to have a bunch of sick people leave their sick beds only to die, you know, from exposure in March. You can eliminate March. April, possibility, but probability, I don't think so. Why May? Because May is the month of Our Lady.
Okay, 2011, 2012, which?
2011, May the 12th.
So if we have you on the show on May 13th, 2011, and it didn't happen, you'll apologize?
Well, not only will I apologize, I'll grovel. Actually, I will weep and moan because we have to go another year downhill. The only thing that's going to stop us on this decline and put us on an upward, the only hope that we have right now is, in fact, the miraculous intervention. And as far as I'm concerned, it's going to happen. It's as certain as it's going to happen as the sun coming up in the west tomorrow. Now, that was a little Zen koan. It is going to happen. The sun's going to come up in the east, and the miracle is going to happen. Without it, you're going to have a miracle of negativity happening. There is going to be an attack on Iran. That will lead to North Korea, South Korea. That will lead to Pakistan, India, over Kashmir. That will lead to China, Russia, and everybody else, and then it's the end of dog patch.
Don't the military officials know this, know that if they want to attack Iran, there are consequences they don't really want to deal with?
I'm glad you mentioned that because I'm a firm believer in Mike Mullen. I'm a firm believer in Admiral Mullen being rational. I think that he's not in charge of the Pentagon, or he may not be in charge of the Pentagon.
Chris, you want to pick up on this as we
towards the end? I would have thought that you were going to say that it would be the first of May 12th after an attack on Iran. And if from the sound of it sounds like you think that we're going to actually, or Israel or some confluence of events is going to occur between now and next May is what I'm hearing you say.
That's right, yeah.
That'll be the thing that kicks it off then.
That's right. That's right. That will begin the three phase or the three part miracle. The first part of the miracle. Why is it that every engine machine in the motor is going to motor in the world is going to shut down while we're having our subjective life review? Because it has to be knocked down. Because there are going to be nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons used. They have to be knocked out. There are satellites that have to be knocked down. There are military communication systems that. And oh boy, is that going to teach these people a lesson? That their technology is actually worthless when it comes to ET capability. And ET capability is not quite, you know, on the level of gods, not far away.
Okay, but ET is just going to watch this happen, and they're going to follow their prime directive and not interfere with earthly doings.
They don't need to interfere yet because the spiritual, enlightened beings connected to this planet, they have their own Buddhas. You know, Buddha being just a generic term for awakened being. In fact, here's something for you. All these ETs that are visiting here, or at least the ones that aren't inimical to use Ray's term, the races that are not inimical to us, they're Buddhist. And the proof of it is, the symbol that was on the side of that vehicle, it's a coral. That is a profoundly Buddhist symbol. I can't go into all of that right now. Ray needs to get together with the Tibetan Lamas, which is the invitation I took to him 30 years ago. He failed to do something that has extreme importance for the whole human race. So, Ray, when you hear this, that's the message. It's time for you to get together and do what you were supposed to do in 1979.
And I think we're going to have to bring Ray Stanford back on the show.
Sure sounds like it, doesn't it, Gene? We'll get Lewis and Ray on, and I think that'll be a really interesting show.
What's going to have to happen, though, is that basically we'll say, okay, talk. I'll interrupt for the commercial breaks every 10 or 11 minutes, and then I'll just walk away and have a cup of coffee, I think.
Well, I
love you, Ray. You've got some important things to do in Egypt and Israel too. We can't even go into that right now.
No, time does not permit.
Well,
so what? How do you want to sum all this stuff up, Lewis? I mean, you've done a pretty good job, I think, already. But for some of our glassy-eyed, sort of open-mouthed listeners, and I'm sure there's one or two out there. Give us something that we can hold on to here.
Sure. Just listen to Jesse Jackson. Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive. Keep your sense of joy and wonder active. You know, be a child and let a child lead you. This isn't gloom and doom stuff at all. Despite all of the bad stuff going on out there, and some of it, you know, willfully malevolent, those people don't win in the end. In fact, they have no power over the truly invincible. You can be Christ and allow it to happen to you and not curse the ones that are doing it while they're doing it to you. Now, if you can get into that frame of mind, which we're all being called to do, then you arrived, baby. You're there. You are invincible. And I don't mean that in a holier than thou or superior. It's just a simple statement of fact. You have transcended. You have arrived. This is what St. Paul refers to as the peace that surpasses understanding. Try for that. That's there. It's a real goal. The Buddhists call it nirvana. You're above the enemy. In Tibetan, they call it drala. You are above the enemy. The enemy cannot harm you, even as he's crucifying you. So be happy. Be happy.
Okay, I want to ask you a quick question here before we end this. Is there a site or any place we can find more information about what Lewis Jarvis does?
Oh, gosh. But that's kind of a hard question to answer. There are certain sites that I try to read as frequently as possible. One of them, unfortunately, is no longer operative. That's Rigorous Intuition with Jeff Wells, a writer, researcher who I admire greatly. I love Reality Uncovered. I read disinfo sites for that very reason. I know they're disinfo sites, and therefore I keep track of them. Maybe I shouldn't antagonize too many more people, so I won't need disinfo sites.
And we'll be antagonizing other people, but we really appreciate this session, kind of a first, and I'm looking forward to the encounter between Lewis Jarvis and Ray Stanford. Chris O'Brien, where do we find more of the stuff you do?
Well, I have a website. It's OurStrangePlanet.com. It is a strange planet, and it's Our Strange Planet. And you can find my entire database for my field investigative work in the San Luis Valley, where Lewis is calling from. And also, there's information about my books and other things there.
Lewis Jarvis, Christopher O'Brien, thank you both for joining us this week on the Paracast.
Thank you, Gene.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Lewis.
Paracast is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
This is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.